Workers at a psychiatric facility in eastern Connecticut say hospital administrators failed to adequately distribute personal protective equipment to nurses and did not properly isolate a patient suspected of having COVID-19. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports.
In a complaint filed with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the union AFT Connecticut says Natchog Hospital in Mansfield is putting the lives of patients and staff at risk. John Brady is a registered nurse and vice president of the union. He says suspected COVID patients at Natchog were allowed to walk around the building.
Instead of being in isolation, I mean, it's a psychiatric facility. It's common. They have like a day room where everybody gathers. And there were cases where people who were still symptomatic were allowed to do that.
AFT says Natchog is now giving patients masks, but many are unable or unwilling to wear them. Brady says that means nurses need to be given proper PPE. But he says Natchog's operator, Hartford Healthcare, isn't doing that.
They weren't provided the appropriate face shields or N95 masks to wear when they were taking care of either suspected COVID patients or patients who had tested positive.
A spokesperson for Hartford Healthcare declined to comment, but in a letter sent to OSHA in May, the network says it had been providing face masks to staff at Natchog since late March. The letter also says the suspected COVID patient referred to in the union's complaint was confined in isolation. The union's complaint says multiple nurses have already tested positive for COVID-19. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.